Juvenile justice advocates say kids in Maine are serving longer sentences in prison for petty, nonviolent offenses than do adults who commit misdemeanors. And they say the time kids spend in detention comes at a high financial cost and with poor and even traumatic outcomes. These are just a few of the reasons dozens of children's advocacy groups and attorneys are supporting a bill to rewrite key provisions of juvenile law. But as Susan Sharon reports, state prosecutors are urging caution.
More than 80% of the 30 kids currently committed to the Long Creek Youth Development Center in South Portland are there for minor offenses. Take the case of Sky Goslin, now 20. She told members of the legislature's Judiciary Committee that she was arrested in the seventh grade after false allegations of harassment were made by three girls who'd been bullying her at school. She says she was put in a police car and taken to the police station as her classmates looked on.
I was so humiliated and scared. There were kids coming up taking pictures of me in the cop car. I didn't understand what I did. He took a mugshot, fingerprints. I was being treated as if I was some crazed criminal instead of what I was, a little girl.
Goslin says she spent 6 hours in police custody. From there, things only got worse. Goslin missed a court date and was put on probation. As a result, she says she lost her friends, got into more trouble at school, and was eventually sentenced to Long Creek. She was 13 years old. Representative Victoria Morales, an attorney from South Portland, wants this to change. Her bill, LD 1684, would address what she calls glaring, long-standing problems in Maine's juvenile code.
Maine law currently has no minimum age for sentencing children to youth prison in Long Creek. 1684 sets that age at 14. Why? Research shows that children 13 years old and younger, based on their biological development, are less capable of intentionally committing a crime, of having the requisite mens rea to be held criminally responsible for their behavior.
In addition, studies show that the experience of being incarcerated at a young age causes irreversible trauma for kids, which Morales says is in direct conflict with the juvenile code's goals of rehabilitation. Instead, kids are more likely to reoffend. The bill would establish age 12 as the minimum age at which a child could be prosecuted. It would require judicial review of commitments to Long Creek every 90 days. It would also ensure that kids have access to an attorney at every step of the process, something Sky Goslin says she didn't get for about 6 months.
What I needed instead of Long Creek was someone to have helped me that first day, someone who believed my side of the story before jumping to conclusions. Also, instead of probation, there should be programs in place to help kids instead of just throwing them in the juvenile system in the first place.
I'm here on behalf of prosecutors not because we think the current system is adequate. It is not. All of the reforms that you've heard about today are necessary.
Christine Tebow, a juvenile prosecutor from Cumberland County, says she and her colleagues support the bill's intent, but they're concerned that it does not create resources needed to divert kids away from the criminal justice system by addressing their mental health, substance use, and other needs in their own communities. And she says requiring judges to review commitments every 90 days could further strain the system. Tebow asked lawmakers to wait until a newly formed state task force charged with examining ways to reduce youth incarceration completes its work early next year.
Please hold off on this bill. Wait until the committee is made. Important changes need to be made, but they need to be made carefully.
Others, however, say the need for reform is urgent. They say Maine's policies have not kept pace with research about best practices and that vulnerable kids are being put at risk to be hurt or to fail, especially minority and LGBTQ kids who are disproportionately represented at Long Creek. Mary Bonato is a civil rights project director with GLAAD, Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders, who shared the story of a 16-year-old boy she met during his first month of incarceration.
He was assaulted regularly. He was called many foul names for gay people. He was urged, among other things, to tie a noose to hang himself. Epithets were scrawled on his door. His room was trashed. People urinated on his bed. And as this bullying continued, his anxiety and depression, which were already existing, increased, and he self-isolated.
Bonato says he was a boy who had a great sense of humor, loved poetry and writing songs, but didn't get the support he needed in Long Creek or after he got out.
This precious young person is no longer with us, but he was loved, and he had so much to contribute.
Advocates say Maine has done a good job reducing the number of kids at Long Creek over the past decade, but those who are sentenced there must stay a minimum of 1 year. And according to one district attorney, that's a more severe penalty than what adults in Maine face for a Class D misdemeanor. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.